Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I don't want to make this sound urgent because we don't know what it is. It could be nothing, but some Jalen Hurts injury stuff could be out there. We'll get to it right after we get past the important thing, which is, if you listen to the WIP Afternoon Show, you know we're the number one flyer show in the city, and we address it with the number one flyer segment in the city, Flyers in 50, with our buddy Broads. How are we feeling, Broads?
Heartbreaking loss last night in Carolina. Heartbreaking loss. I can't believe they didn't squeeze a point out of that one. What everyone was watching last night, of course.
Yes. Yeah, everybody was
locked in.
Yeah, heartbreaking. It's hard to call when you allow six goals. Heartbreaking, right? I think.
Yeah. No, I will say this. The impact of Flyers in 50 is no joke.
Really?
So Saturday, I was taking calls on the beautiful airwaves here of 94 WIP, and I got a call that we have to fire the assistant coach, Rocky Thompson, because not satisfied. The fans are not satisfied with some of the offensive ideas.
Now, this is cutting into your time.
Yeah. This is your cheesy.
Yeah, Spike let his guard down for one moment. This is too far.
Well, I thought this was going to be about the segment.
More idiot flyer talk. Yeah. Rocky Thompson.
Well, hold on. Just the fact that we are fielding phone calls about
calls. This is not a topic.
That's a smack in the face. I had this all planned. I thought you guys were going to be excited about it. Big growth step forward of this program that you guys put on from 2 to 6. And now I just get smacked right in the face.
Yeah. Well, more bad news for you. Since the last time you were on, you only had 44 seconds because the Flyers had lost. So since then, 1 and 2.
Whatever. I'm more pissed off than Ike was to start the show. Let's go to break.
You lose 2 more seconds. So it's Flyers in 42. So let's get it done. Yeah.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
John Tortorella's getting me angry again. In what world are we benching Matvei Michkov? 13 minutes last night? You're telling me all the kid plays is 13 minutes on the road against a good team like the Hurricanes? And this is after he already benched them against St. Louis. So now we are dealing with the typical John Tortorella, I'm putting my foot down crap. When the kid's 19 and he's clearly going to have blunders, there's no reason for him not to be out there. And by the way, shocker, Philadelphia's got a goaltending problem. The hell is this? I can't win a game when we go to our backup? It's a joke. So now I got two problems. Can't stop the puck, and John Tortorella's benching our good young.
Oh, sorry.
I love the sigh.
Why are they benching Michkov? That's crazy. Isn't the only important thing this year that guy getting ice time and getting better? So when you guys are in a position to win, that he is as good as he can be?
Yes. Torts didn't like a little mistake in the D zone. Yo, Torts, I hate to break it to you.
It's called a big dose of D.
There you go. Big dose of D. It's going to happen. But you have to live with those mistakes. The kid's great. He's going to have some hiccups. It is what it is. Typical Torch, though. Typical Torch.
Well, really, and this is the last thing. Trust me, because we've already done too much. But the key to the rebuilding thing that the Flyers are trying to do, and nobody knows this better than I do, is you have to have a general manager and a coach who understand that the most important thing right now is developing the young players, not winning a game or teaching the guy a lesson or anything. It's getting better, getting ice time. That's the most important thing he can get is NHL ice time. They're wasting a year like this if they're doing that with him.
Wow. I need you to do Flyers in 50 next
year. All right, bros. When are you on again, WIP?
I am on tomorrow night after Thursday night football, so make sure you're locked in.
All right. And on Twitter, you're Brodes81, right? Is that it?
That is correct.
Yeah, right. We're going to update that, by the way. Brodes81.
Well, what do you want me to do, Brodes WIP?
Just Brodes. Can't you just be Brodes?
I tried Brodes. That, trust me. Someone snagged it. You kidding me?
Why don't you change it to Flyers and 50?
Well, now we're talking.
All right,
I'm hanging up now.
All right, goodbye.
There it is.
Wow. Did you hear how he tried to sneak more Flyers talking
in there? Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, my weekend show. Everyone was calling about Rocky Thompson. Yeah. So many people want to talk about the Flyers.
Yes,
I give him credit.
Absolutely. I give him credit for trying.
Yes.
He's never going to sneak it past all three of us at once. He snuck that one past me, but he didn't sneak it through Jack. So.
Well, and then I'm sitting here because I'm the only one just hanging on every word.
Yes, you love it.
I do.
You just love hearing Brodes talk about the Flyers.
I do.
Yeah. I like.
He's fired up.
I love hearing him talk about the Flyers for 42 seconds. That's what I love.
Well, that's part of the allure to the segment as well.
Yes.
Is that he doesn't get enough time and he's upset that he's not getting enough time.
I love it.
And Jack is right there waiting to press the buzzer. He can't wait for that horn to go off.
It might have been 41.5.
Itchy trigger finger over there.
Whenever he starts cooking, that's when I know we got to get out.
So, Jack, Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. Before we get to the phones, I think we're going to need a new Twitter question here because Ike mentioned something yesterday that I have been thinking about for 24 hours. I've realized I'm not that quick on my feet. Is that something happens one day and I don't really think about it fully until the next day.
You're a deep process guy.
Yeah. Well, I'm a psycho. Again, not a fun person, constantly anxious, whatever. So like yesterday we're talking about Saquon Barkley and his workload. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned yesterday, he is on pace for 371 touches, which would be the most in his career. And for context, Christian McCaffrey had 339 last year. And I am concerned about it. It's not like I want to take him off the field. I don't want to skip games, but I want to make sure that we get not just one great season out of Saquon, a full season and a full season next year at the very least.
Yep.
So finding a way to maybe take a little bit of the load off him. The question you asked me yesterday was, or the thing that you posed was, well, can we just pass it more? Right? So the question I ask you is, I give you a choice, you know? And I say, Ike, we have two choices. We can manage Saquon's workload a little bit. The two choices are throw it more or give a couple extra touches a game to Will Shipley and Kenny Gainwell. Mm-hmm. What would your response be to that?
Ooh, my instinct is to say throw it more.
Right.
That's my instinct. Obviously, if you got Jalen at quarterback and you got the receivers that we have on the outside, you'd think, man, just throw it more. And then you think, okay, the alternative is giving it to Kenny Gainwell a little bit more. Meh. I think I'd rather throw it more.
So
if you're telling me that I may need to throw it 5 to 6 more times a game. So if I'm around 28 to 30 passing attempts to the outside, I think I'd rather have that. I think Jalen has been playing well enough that he's formed some good habits. You know, everything that you do that's repetitive becomes habit at some point. And so I know last week he had a couple plays that could have been turnovers, right?
Yep.
He had the overthrow of Devontae. So I know that was there, but I just don't have a lot of faith in what I'm getting out of Kenny Gainwell.
I disagree. Here's why.
Yeah.
And I know the idea of going, I know it sounds crazy, the idea of going from Saquon Barkley touches to Kenny Gainwell and Will Shipley. It's obviously a drop-off.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, as long as we've had a great offensive line in Philadelphia, whoever the running back is there, and this isn't to discredit Saquon. Saquon is one of the, in his time here, I'm not saying he's one of the best Eagles ever. I'm saying the way that he's playing is as good as I've seen a running back play at this moment for the Philadelphia Eagles. I want to make that clear.
Yeah.
But in the time that they've had this great offensive line, it's almost like whatever running back is back there is effective. Not outstanding, but is effective, whether it's Miles Sanders or in this case, Kenny Gainwell or whatever. I've seen Kenny Gainwell when there are 6 yards to get there, he gets the 6 yards. He doesn't seem like he makes mistakes in that way, right?
Right.
He runs straight ahead. And I actually think Kenny Gainwell is a little bit dynamic too. So the thing with Jalen is I think part of why he's playing better is because of what they are doing on offense.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like even if Saquon isn't there, we can continue to have the same philosophy with another running back there. And I think when you're... And quite honestly, I'm not super confident in Jalen throwing the ball more. And I don't...
See, that's where we differ.
Yeah.
I got a little more confidence in him throwing it than you do.
Yes. I don't. And we'll see. He could prove me wrong for sure. But I think what we have right now is working in terms of strategy, is working in terms of philosophy. And I almost think you can have that strategy and philosophy with Saquon off. Because they're doing it now. They're not doing it a lot, but they're doing it now. Like, it's not when Kenny Gainwell's on the field, he gets the ball. It's not like they're just giving Saquon.
Yeah, I know. We see it.
Yeah. They're not just giving Saquon a breather and throwing it on those downs.
Right.
They're giving Saquon a breather and Kenny Gainwell gets the ball. So I would rather run the ball the same amount with the other guys and give him a few less touches rather than having Jalen throw the ball more than he's throwing
it. Yeah, I could see that. I mean, listen, I could see that. I could see the Eagles sort of saying, we don't want to deviate from what we've been doing from a philosophical standpoint. Philosophical. That's not even a word.
No, it's a good one, though. We'll keep it.
I tried. I got it out there.
Yeah.
From a philosophical standpoint, they want to continue to do the same thing because it's working for them.
This would be a good question for Baldy,
listen,
by the way.
Maybe it's me. I feel like Jalen has gotten whatever the issues were in those first 4 weeks. He's sort of got a better handle on that now. He's not leaving the pocket too early. He's still holding the damn ball too long sometimes, but he's not leaving the pocket early like he was earlier in the season.
But I think part of it is him not throwing it as much,
right? I agree. Listen, I think that's a fair argument.
Yeah.
I really do. I think it's a fair argument. I'm just looking at it and I'm saying I feel like he's in a better place. Where remember, I was calling for him to stop throwing it as much earlier. I just feel like he's in a better place now, that he could handle it a little bit better.
He's definitely doing that. They're definitely running more play action under center, and he looks better doing the timing routes are better than they were. They're not perfect, but they're better than they were. 215-592-9494. If you were going to pull Saquon, get him fewer touches, would you do it by running Gainwell more or having Jalen throw more? Jack, what would you do?
Don't mess up a good thing. I think Kenny Gainwell mostly stinks, but he's...
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, Just take a shot, pass the rest to your entire squad, and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Serviceable, I guess. I don't think he's going to go out there and start running backwards. And I think that Saquon, I think the Eagles offense, like, you know what I mean?
He's not gonna, I do know. I just, you said it. I'm like, what?
Like, he's not going to hold back the Eagles offense. He's not going to add much to it because, again, he's basically Wendell Smallwood. But I just... he's in a good spot by not throwing as much, and you don't need to screw that up. Just take it. Just get more Kenny Gainwell touches.
Yeah, a little foot off the gas.
Yeah, or can I see what Will Shipley's got? Can I just see what he's got?
I gotta be honest with you. I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Listen, look what we got.
I like Will Shipley. I actually thought he would be used more already.
I agree. And we've gotten good. This is actually looking like kind of a great, possibly great rookie class.
Yeah.
We'll see
for the
got.
Eagles, you mean.
For the Eagles, yeah.
I thought I was more impressed with Will Shipley when I watched the YouTube clips after the draft and in the preseason than when I see him in regular season games.
Yeah.
There's something about Shipley that it when I'm saying I think Gainwell pops a little, and it's been very limited. I don't feel like I see the same thing out of Shipley yet from a pop.
I don't think he gets the same opportunities.
Yeah, that could
be. Yeah, he's not getting the same opportunities.
That could be it as well. And then I mentioned some Jalen news. And Jack, could you post that Twitter question there?
I did.
The Jalen news, hold on. I want to get the text message. This is per Tim McManus. Something to keep an eye on. Jalen Hurts came out a little late to practice, worked with a trainer during warmups, and to this point has not taken a rep during individual drills. So Jalen not practicing. So the optimistic way to look at that is they gave Cam Jurgens the day off today. There were a couple of guys that got the day off just as but he's the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't, I hadn't heard anything about him being banged up.
And well, he looked a little banged up on Sunday.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean, he had a couple times where
he got
up
slow on the rushing touchdown.
The one where he jumped on Fred Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he might have got
the wind knocked out of him.
Or get your bell rung a little bit.
Sure.
Would you rather?
Like back in the day, Ike, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If he couldn't play, Kenny Pickett or Tanner McKee?
Tanner McKee.
Oh, Tanner McKee.
Yeah, Tanner McKee. Yeah, I'm a little disappointed. Kenny Pickett looks like he stinks. Yeah. Can't throw the ball. How do you end up a quarterback in the NFL, a first-round pick? It doesn't look like he can throw the ball.
Well, that makes two of them.
Yeah. Oh. Warren and Gwynedd Valley, you're on WIP.
Hey, Ike. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to talk about what you started your show with, unless you wanted to talk Eagles.
Nah, you can go.
No, yeah, absolutely.
Well, didn't we start the show with the Eagles?
Yeah, we did start the show with the Eagles. You're not going to talk about Tobias Harris, are you?
No.
Okay.
Wouldn't do that to anybody.
Okay.
No, when you were comparing the Eagles not going all in at the draft, and then you compared the Dodgers.
Oh, the trade deadline.
Trade deadline, you mean. Yes.
Yes. With Tommy Edmonds, and I don't know, I don't want to get my head bit off, but you were saying that anybody could have done what Tommy Edmonds did, and it didn't have to be him.
Yeah.
But all these pieces, you know, on any sport team, to me, they have to fit together perfectly, just like our 2017 season did with the Eagles. Whereas, could we have made it with Carson Wentz? We don't know. But without Nick Foles, undoubtedly, you know, he was the missing piece that got us through. And he was with the Eagles, then we traded him, then he came back. And if all those things hadn't happened, then we may not have had our Super Bowl. So each player, you know, in their time, you know, is whether the pieces fit together or not, you win or they lose. And to me, it's important that, you know, whatever the universe brings us or brings any team, that's the key to the success.
So you're saying you wouldn't want to add anybody because it would disrupt the rhythm and togetherness that they're playing with? Is that sort of what you're saying?
No. My thesis is, if the Eagles were to have gone out, for example, and gotten another piece, we don't know if those pieces would have fit and worked out. Like Howie Roseman got all these these pieces last year that was no help at all, as you guys pointed out. So we could be disappointed whether he goes out and gets players. We could be disappointed that he doesn't. It's no clue until, you know, the history is played out that it was a success or it was a failure.
Oh, well, that's for sure, but I can't wait until the season's over.
Yeah, we got to do a show today.
I agree with you. I think here's what I would say about the thing you just said about Nick Foles, and I think the 2017 season is a good one to bring up. And by the way, they did make a move. They traded for Jay Ajayi, and I don't remember if it was right at the deadline.
No, it was.
He wasn't the primary reason they won, for sure, but having him certainly added to, and that was a running back by committee thing with LeGarrette Blount and Corey Clement and all that stuff. But I think the reason that I would have made a trade is, I specifically bring up the Nick Foles thing, you never know what's going to happen. So we could be happy-ish. I don't even know if I'd say happy with our edge guys right now, but they've been good enough over the last few weeks to have a good defense. My point is, if you have an opportunity to get better, especially when you have a team as good as the Eagles are, especially when the other teams in the conference are getting better, I could be proven wrong on this, but it seems like they just sort of punted it, and I don't know that is the right move. I wouldn't have made that move. I think this team is closer to the top of the NFC than I thought they were going to be. I think you are lucky in that Christian McCaffrey hasn't really played this year, and the Packers, I assumed would be, they've been fine, but I assumed would be better than they were going to be this year. The NFC seemed that the Cowboys are having a disastrous year. So instead of saying, okay, these other teams aren't very good, so we're good enough, my point would be, okay, these teams aren't as good as we thought they would be, let's go in and make sure that we're better than those teams. And there's no guarantee. There's the last thing. There's no guarantee that trade deadline trade works. I agree.
And that's
with you.
Why. Yes. And that's why it's hard to fault the Eagles for not doing something.
Well, they have more information than I do as to whether to a play. Them. But it still sucked to think that I would have. The two spots I thought that they could have added at would have been edge and would have been running back. And I'm disappointed that we didn't come away from the trade deadline with at least somebody to add to the mix at those positions.
One more last thing before I go. It's almost like, you know, Christmas for the fans that we're waiting for something to happen at the deadline. And when it finally comes, we get left with nothing. And it's a disappointment, no matter who it is or what it would have been.
Yeah, I don't even know if fans are disappointed
that
they didn't do anything at the trade deadline. This team has won four straight games, and they seem to be gelling right now at the right time. And not to belabor the whole Dodgers and what they did, but that's also the impact over the course of a series, not one game. Football is a one-game scenario.
Yep.
You don't play well that day, you go home, season over with. I don't care who you traded for. Season's over with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you're trading for the type of player that you can just all jump on his back and he's going to go lead you to victory. He still needs the offense to play well. He needs the secondary to cover. Like, he needs other things to happen for his presence to be worth it.
Truly,
they could easily lose with him.
Truly, the biggest – thank you for the call, Warren. The biggest – thing here is, and we've all talked about it, and we all agree on it so much that we don't even bring it up really anymore, is that the Bryce Huff thing just seems like such a massive swing and a miss because Josh Sweat has been good enough, you know.
Yeah, he's got five sacks.
We've gotten more out of Brandon Graham than I think we would have expected to. It's just that Huff thing, he was going to be the guy who got to the quarterback a lot.
Yeah, but you know what, though? That was always fool's goal. And if people had actually paid attention to him, they would have realized the expectation on him primarily came from you got rid of a four-time double-digit sack guy in Hassan Reddick, and the Eagles signed him. So a lot of people drank the Kool-Aid just because the Eagles signed him. Had you realized Josh Huff was a role player, not Bryce Huff was a role player in New York, who only came in on passing downs. He had more sacks last year than he had combined in his career prior to that in the contract year. He had never been a featured pass rusher. He had never been a featured pass rusher.
The funny part is, I'm not surprised we didn't know. I guess I'm a little surprised that Howie Roseman didn't.
Well, they did it because they were determined not to have Hassan Reddick here.
And that was the only thing
And that's the only thing they felt they could do is, okay, we're going to get this guy, bring him in. And I don't even know, did they look at the film on him?
That's
like, did they just sign him blindly?
Well, the amazing part about it is every, and maybe it's easy to say in retrospect, but the amazing part about it is all the experts we have on, whether it's Baldy or Lombardi or Jaws, they're all like, oh, well, this guy is really only good when he has his two hands down, he's rushing, and he was a benefit of this, that, and that. And everybody seems like, oh, yeah, of course. And I'm like, well,
how did the Eagles see this?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's true, though. It's true. I don't know how they didn't see it.
That's Howie's laugh.
Okay.
Yeah. That, I know. You're freaked out.
That I didn't know what but that laugh was.
Well, let me tell you the story about what happened there.
Okay.
But I'll also throw in there, and this is what happens when they do things out of desperation. When we were so bad last year in the middle of the season at the linebacker position, they brought in Shaq Leonard. All you had to do was go watch Shaq Leonard's film and see how bad he was. He had got benched in Indy.
When they were a playoff team.
When they were a playoff team.
By the way, Devin White.
Devin White, same thing.
Devin White got benched last year. Nobody wanted him.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You wonder, are they doing it out of desperation? Or are you like, do you really evaluate the guy and see how he's going to fit into your system and project what he's going to be?
Well, I think the funniest thing about Bryce Huff is that I feel like if I can watch the game the next morning and be like, wait a minute, Bryce Huff can't get by anybody. They have all the tape. Experts, all that kind of stuff. All right. These are all good things to ask Baldy. We have Baldy next. I am curious Baldy's opinion on Saquon workload.
I think Hassan got a sack in his second game.
Did he?
Well, he's going to surpass Bryce Huff in sacks by next week.
Well, he already did, right? Bryce Huff just has a half a sack.
I think he's at 1.5.
Oh, okay.
I think he did. Did Bryce Huff finally get a full sack?
I think he finally was a full sacksman. A
couple games ago. Yeah. Definitely wasn't this game.
Ooh, no, it was
it's been three games.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
All right. The Giants game, right?
Yeah.
It might have been the Giants
game. I'll get back in the MetLife turf.
All right. Oh, yeah, revenge game. Oh. Bryce Huff revenge game. Mekhi Becton revenge game. Mekhi Becton was really good.
Highest graded Eagle.
Yeah, he was really good.
Last game.
Coming up next.
Wasn't good enough to keep me in the top five. Oh.
Woohoo. This guy's blowing thesis.
How's this guy doing?
I thought we'd already did it.
No.
No, Flyers in 50 is at 3:30. Insider of the Year at 4:30. Now the committee has to re-rank it.
This is...
And it's a stupid scoop from the summer. He's still bringing up Mekhi Becton. No one cares.
Go ahead and murder me. Go ahead.
What a show today. Oh, man. Oh, boy.
I tell you, it's like we're all distracted.
Yes. Wonder what. What could be going on? Baldy's next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.